Hello, good morning, praise God, welcome to the fifth episode of this very, very interesting and very helpful topic. All right, importance of speaking in tongues. I believe it's really been helpful. Welcome to the Morning Faith Boost. Welcome to your morning energizer. I know some of us listen at other times of the day, but I believe it energizes, it strengthens, it refreshes. All right, and it's been a huge blessing. So welcome once again. And I believe today will be very, 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 very helpful. So we've been talking about the importance of speaking in tongues. And then one important thing I believe we've mentioned in the last two episodes is that when you talk in tongues, you engage the ministry of the Holy Ghost. I called it a two-part system, two parts. He has a part, you have a part. He has a part, you have a part. He has a part, you have a part. So, and how better, you know, can we pray that when you talk in tongues, he's there to help you, right? Because he gives you the words. He gives you the utterance. He helps you to say those things you say. It's just wonderful. I love what we looked at in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And then the ninth verse says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. That means God has great things in store for you and I. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit, for his Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So it's important for you and I to understand that the Holy Ghost is given to us by God to reveal things. To reveal things, all right? And then the 11th verse says, nobody knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man that is in him. Even so, the things of God knows nobody but the Spirit of God. But we have now received, that's verse 12, we have now received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit that is of God, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us of God. So God gives us his Spirit, and the Spirit is the revealer. Isn't that exciting? So I want to pray, all right, and talk to God about his plans for my life. But God already has given me his Spirit, and his Spirit knows my mind. Remember Romans 8:27, he that knows the mind, all right, he that searches the mind rather, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Ghost knows the thoughts on God's mind. The Holy Ghost knows what you want to pray. So you want to talk to God about your business, about your family, just pray about your future, pray about ministry, about purpose, whatever it is. The Holy, when you pray in tongues, when you allow the Holy Ghost to grant you utterance, all right, to speak words through you, when you pray in tongues, you are bringing him on the scene, helping him to help you in that sense, you know. What I mean is he wants to help you. So you're helping him to do his job. You know, Jesus in John chapter 14 said, I will pray the Father, he will give you another helper. He will give you another comforter. He will give you another counselor, another advocate. I will. But so the Holy Ghost is here to help you. But if we don't give him that room, he's not able to help the way he wants to, but he wants to help. All right? So help him help you, if you get what I'm saying. Give him room. Give him the space. Give attention to praying in tongues a lot more often. Give attention to praying in tongues a lot more often. Give attention, all right, to praying in tongues a lot more often. Maintain all the things you've heard, all right, so far on this program. If you've not listened, maybe you're new, tuning in, joining us, you could just backtrack, all right? Just listen to how to receive from God. Listen to, you know, how to meditate or the importance of meditation. Just listen, and then you will learn the place of faith. You will learn the place of speaking the right things. You will learn the place of removing doubt and unbelief. And then you add speaking in tongues to it. You are energizing yourself a lot better. All right. You're strengthening yourself a lot better. You're emboldening yourself a lot better. Praise God. So when you learn to talk in tongues, all right, it creates the super consciousness of the help of the Holy Ghost. Trust me. Trust God's word. You are never, ever alone. You're never alone. All right. You're never, ever, ever alone. Praise God. Glory to God. Could you lift up your hands where you are? I want you to thank God. I want you to thank him. Thank him for what? I want you to thank him because he has great plans for your life. He has great plans. Thank him. He has great plans for your life. All right? And he has given you his Spirit to guide you through your journey. All right. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you've blessed us with your Spirit. Your Spirit knows every detail of your plan. He knows every facet of your plan. He knows it all. He knows it all. He knows all the riches that you've given to us in Christ Jesus. And he's here to help us, Father, to help us walk through and walk in everything that you've made available for us. We give praise to you. We thank you. We honor you and we exalt you. Praise God. Praise God. I want us now quickly to get to 1 Corinthians and the 14th verse. Chapter rather. 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter and the 2nd verse. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. Bible says, therefore, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. No man understands him, but in the Spirit he speaks mystery. So I'll just pick a few things from this verse. All right. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. All right. The word unknown is in italics in King James. He that speaketh in a tongue. I told you tongues basically is language. Now, it could be heavenly. It could sometimes, if you have a message in a human, God could give you a message in a human language. Maybe you just speak in tongues, but it was German you spoke. All right. Someone might be there who understands exactly what you're saying, and God will have you minister to that person without everybody knowing what it is that God is saying. So the prophecy won't come forth, all right, in English, all right, but the prophecy comes forth in tongues. So it's tongues to you. It's an unknown language to you, but it's known to the person, because the Bible says, you know, reading further down in 1 Corinthians 14, if you give a message in tongues, there should be an interpreter. But you realize that sometimes God already created the tongue in the interpretation, in that you spoke the tongue, and then there was someone there who needed to understand it, and that was the person's, you know, dialect. So that was interpretation already without you knowing. Do you understand that? Anyway, so Bible says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. And like I said, I just want to pick a few from this verse. All right, we're looking at the importance of speaking in tongues. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. So looking at this, it means that tongues gives you a direct line, if you could use that. A direct line with God. A direct line with God. Are there those things that get to you? Those things that hurt you? Those things you want to express? You want to just speak forth? Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not to man, but to God. And then you're with him, talking to him, and you get to those points where you feel you don't have words. You don't have words anymore. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank God. Remember Romans 8, again 26, for we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself helps us. He helps us. He helps us to pour out our hearts before the Father. To pour out our hearts before the Father. You can't explain exactly how your life is going, but you don't want to speak words of doubt, which you really shouldn't. You want to maintain your faith. You just go, yeah, but I want to say to God how I really, really feel. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Because your mind really doesn't know how you really, 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 really feel, and doesn't know how it really, 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 really is. Talk in tongues. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. So when you get to those moments, which I believe we get to very often, all right, just talk to God. God has given us, by giving us this ability to talk in tongues, a direct line, as it were, a direct access that doesn't have a language barrier. You're not having to think, did I say it well? Did I not say it well? Did I say it well? Did I not say it well? You don't have to be grammatically trying to construct it. The tongues flow straight from your heart through your mouth. It doesn't, you know, it bypasses your mind. Because it's not a language you learned. So it's not something you're thinking, let me say it this way. Or maybe I say it this way. And then maybe I say it this way. And then maybe I say it this way. No, it just flows out through you. Glory to God. And then don't forget 1 Corinthians 2 and 11 says, nobody knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man that is in him. All right, now 1 Corinthians 14 here and verse 14 says, when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. So when you talk in tongues, a person that knows the full thoughts on your mind is the one praying. Come on, let your tongue loose. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Go ahead and pray in tongues. So still in 1 Corinthians 14, 2, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Isn't it good to know you could just sit somewhere in your house, sit somewhere in the car, sit somewhere in the public vehicle, sit somewhere, or lie somewhere on your bed, lie somewhere, or be reclined somewhere in the chair, all right, or be somewhere on the plane, and then you just talk to God. You just talk to God, and someone says, "What's that? What's that?" Say, "No, no, no, I wasn't talking to you." And then you meant it. It wasn't a lie. I wasn't talking to you. And then maybe you're in the kitchen doing a few, you know, things, and then someone says, "What? Well, you said something?" Say, "No, no, no, I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to you." Guys, God wants us to fellowship with Him. And one of the ways you could do that and then feel like you've not run out of what to say is to just talk in tongues. Just go ahead, because there's so much. Listen, the Bible says deep collect unto deep. Deep collect unto deep. Deep collect unto deep. All right? The psalmist was letting on. But there's a revelation I believe psalmist is communicating there. God is deep. But then God created a human spirit that has depth. That's why we seem to, you know, you have an encounter or an experience in a place of prayer. In a couple of minutes or hours, you want some more. And then you get so soaked and so refreshed, and then you want some more. Because God created this depth in man that only He can feel. All right? That only He can feel. So that the depths in you are reaching out to the depths in God. The depths in God are reaching out to the depths in you. Respond by praying in tongues. Respond. All right? But of course, please go back again to what we thought about meditation, so that your mind is properly renewed. Because very many times, I'm about to get a bit ahead of myself. Jude 20, Jude is just one chapter, all right? Jude 20 says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So when you pray in tongues, you're energizing your faith level. You're strengthening yourself on your faith. But please understand that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Faith doesn't come by prayer. So you have to strengthen yourself. That's why I said you need to backtrack, okay? You've got to put the word in place. You've got to put your mind in place. You've got to see victory by using imagination, because Christ has given us victory. So when you talk in tongues, you are zeroing in on what the word has said to you. You're zeroing in on it. You're not talking in tongues and then you're done and then you're wondering, how's my life going to be? How's my life? No, you just built up yourself on your most holy faith. Now, is that kind of prayer you can't doubt because you don't know what you said? However, in the operations of the prayer, God will still need you to be in line. God will need your words to be in line. All right? So you can't be anxious for nothing. No, but by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, you make your request known to God. You talk in English, you talk in understanding. You talk in English, which is your understanding, and then you talk in tongues. You just swing both. And then you're done praying, believing you receive. Do you know you can apply Mark 11:24 to tongues? Mark 11:24 says, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have it." Right? You could talk in tongues. And then just go through talking in tongues, and then you're done and saying, "In the name of Jesus, I believe I receive every word I spoke right now." How can you do that? Because you know you spoke something great. Don't you think you did? You spoke something awesome. Whether for you, whether about something, about somebody, you spoke something awesome. So in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive. Glory to God, I believe. You apply it. But how do you know what you believe? You know it's good. So every day you're expecting good. Every day you expect great things. You could go further by saying, "I believe I receive the interpretation." Because at times you talk in tongues and then God gives you the hint, the gist of what you said, so that I could take a step, so that I could make a move. All right? So you could pray and finish praying and say, "Thank you, Father. I believe I receive the interpretation. I believe I receive the revelation. I believe I receive the manifestation." Three areas. Number one, the interpretation, all right, which I just explained the gist. Haven't talked in tongues, but yeah, just know this is what I was talking about. This is what I was talking about. Oh, glory to God, I believe I receive it. Something's working right for me in that area. Number two is revelation. God will show you things, all right? The spirit of seeing and knowing kicks in. You just know something about it. God will show you things, you know, you just, whether by the inward witness, all right, you have a revelation. You have a revelation. Take this step. Do this thing. All right. Number one is interpretation. All right. You know, there's tongues and interpretation according to 1 Corinthians 14. You know, tis what I said. All right. Revelation. You now see what to do. God reveals the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Something kicks in. All right. And then the manifestation. Sometimes you don't pick what it was you said. Sometimes you don't know by the Holy Ghost, all right, whatever step you were supposed to take. But eventually, certain situations just align and you know, this is it. This is it. This is it. Do you get that now? The manifestation. So the interpretation, the revelation, the manifestation. Can you go ahead and talk in tongues for like 30 seconds? You know where you are. Just go ahead. Just talk in tongues. Just talk in tongues. Don't forget, he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Nobody understands it, but he speaks mysteries. Just go ahead. Talk in tongues. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it. Do that. Yeah, do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just talk in tongues. Talk in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, because when we talk in tongues, we have direct access. We're speaking freely to the Father from the very depths of our heart to the very depths of his heart. And then we pull out from the very depths of his heart and store them up in our hearts and our minds for transformation. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. And then just go ahead and say in the name of Jesus, I believe I receive the interpretation, the revelation, and the manifestation of that which I just spoken in our tongues. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. So he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. I believe you got that. So I'm just talking. Glory, glory. Ha, ha, ha. Who are you talking to? I'm talking to God. I'm talking to God. I'm talking to God. Isn't it exciting? I'm talking to God. And then just go ahead. All right. So it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. All right. For no man understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. No man understands him. Now, you know, you are no man also. You're also man. All right. So that includes you. Nobody catches the gist of what you're saying except by gift of interpretation of tongues. All right. Nobody understands what you're saying. So Bible already says, all right, so which you find also right in the 14th verse, for when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. So nobody gets the gist of what you're saying. Which takes us back to, you know, 14. Please, let's see 14. So it says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is not fruitful. I don't get, naturally speaking, the gist. That's why we learn to say, I believe I receive interpretation, revelation, manifestation. Because verse 15 now says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I'll sing with the understanding also. Please notice the order here. Paul says he will give more attention to praying in tongues. And then after that, all right, the understanding also. Okay, 16 says, else, when you have blessed with the Spirit, all right, how shall he that occupies the room of the unknown say amen at the giving of thanks, seeing that he, you know, doesn't understand what you say? So maybe you sat with a couple of friends and they say, hey, could you give thanks over this food? And then you went off talking in tongues about it. All right, whoever is unknown there doesn't know at what point to say amen. Now you said the right thing. Look at the 17th verse. 17 says, for you verily give thanks well. But the other person is not edified. He's not edified because he doesn't get the gist of what you said. But he said you give thanks well. That means, all right, I just quickly go ahead of myself here again. That means when you give thanks in tongues, you give thanks well. When you pray in tongues, you pray well. Isn't this beautiful? It's good to know that God gave us a language that breaks knowledge barrier. Okay, it breaks language barrier. You're not, I'm not finding the right words to use. I'm not finding the right, talking tongues. All right, it breaks knowledge barrier. Did I get all the information about the thing I want to pray about? And I don't have, you know, sufficient facts about this prayer. Pray it out in tongues. The Holy Ghost knows every single thing you want to say. He knows every single thing. You want to say, he that giveth thanks in the spirit, giveth thanks well. He that prays in the spirit, prays well. He that praises in the spirit. If you do it, I mean, in tongues, you do it well. All right, so it says the other person is not edified. So nobody gets the gist, not even you. So once again, you believe for the interpretation. You believe for the revelation. You believe for the manifestation. Because what you said was good. Do you get that? So he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. No man understands him, but in the spirit he speaks mysteries. In the spirit. 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 One thing tongues, all right, talking in tongues often does is it creates this consciousness of a spirit operations. It increases your awareness. If you've done this for a while, you know what I'm talking about. All right, it increases your awareness of spiritual things. It increases your awareness of the Holy Ghost in the spirit. Another thing you need to understand here is that tongues is the doorway into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Tongues is the doorway It's the doorway. It's the doorway into the supernatural. The more you talk in tongues, the more the supernatural operations in your life will be on the increase. The more it's the doorway. It's the doorway. All right. So you talking in tongues just swings you more and more into that environment of the Spirit. Glory to God. Oh, isn't this wonderful? You know, you find that people argue and say, well, if I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, must I speak in tongues? I think I'm filled, but I really don't speak in tongues. But let's look at cases in the Bible, you realize that each place where we're told they were filled, the initial filling, they spoke in tongues. Now we know, yes, it shouldn't be limited to that. You know, some just blast in tongues that very day and say, that's it, I got it, there's no need to talk in tongues anymore. No, you just enter through a door. Go ahead, keep talking out mysteries. There are so many deep things to uncover. So many deep things about you, people around you, about God's call upon your life, about nations, about places. So many things to uncover. You know, so when you just allow yourself enter into that arena, oh, he says, however, in the spirit. Oh, you feel you sometimes function a lot more in the flesh than in the spirit. Talk in tongues. Of course, there's the other side of that, which is Galatians. And he says, just go with the flow of the Holy Ghost. Yield, all right, to love. All right, when you yield to love rather than selfishness, you walk in the spirit. All right, when you yield to temperance, all right, save, you know, self-control rather than just be lascivious, then you yield to the spirit. But there's a side of it, which what I'm mentioning right now, which just talk in tongues, all right? So in Acts chapter 2, we find in Acts 2:4, you know, that's me wanting to answer, you know, must I talk in tongues when I'm filled? I think I'm filled. I don't have to talk in tongues. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So we see in Acts chapter 2 that they were filled and they spoke in tongues. They were filled and they spoke in tongues. We see that here. In Acts chapter 8, we see Philip in Samaria. He got the city born again. Peter and John come over. And then while they were laying hands on people to get filled with the Holy Ghost, then we see, you know, Simon the sorcerer, all right, taking note of something here, all right, and he's asking that, oh, can I pay money, all right, to receive the Holy Ghost? Because he noticed, all right, in verse 15 of Acts 8, all right, whom when they had come down, talking about Peter and John, prayed for the people that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as at yet the Holy Ghost had fallen on none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of Jesus. All right, so, and they lay hands, verse 17, they laid hands on them that they might receive. Please notice, they laid their hands that the people might receive the Holy Ghost. 18 says, when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, all right, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered money. He saw something, all right? He saw, all right? That could have included what he heard. He could have just seen, wow, as they were laying hands, these people were saying something funny. Wow, whoa, wow, I want this power. But Peter said, your money perish with you, right? Because you think you can get the gift of God, all right, by purchasing. So we notice here that it is expressed. In Acts 9, we find Jesus talking to a man called Aeneas, and all right, he went to the house where Paul was staying, and he said, Jesus sent me, Jesus appeared to you on the way to Damascus, that I may lay hands on you, and then you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and then you also receive your sight. Okay, so we're not told here that Paul talks in tongues, but we see in 1 Corinthians 14, Paul said, I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. Then we see in Acts chapter 10, Peter is in the house of Cornelius, all right? Bible says in Acts 10, 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard, all right? So Peter was ministering, all right, to Cornelius and his household. And 44 says, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on every one of them in the house of Cornelius that heard the word. And one thing to notice is, in every case where people are filled with the Holy Ghost, everybody, in Acts 2:4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Find here again in Acts of house of Cornelius, they were all filled. Look at 45, and they of the circumcision, which heard, or which believed rather, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. All right. So in Acts 2:4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They spoke in tongues. In Acts 10, 44 to 46, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And then they spoke in tongues. Then you go over to Acts 19. All right. In Acts chapter 19, Paul was at Ephesus. And then he met certain disciples there. And he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, oh, we've not even heard of such a thing as the Holy Ghost. He asked, what unto them were you baptized? And they said unto him, unto John's baptism. And Acts 19 now from verse 4. And Paul said to them, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto them that there's someone coming after me, all right, All right, which of course is Christ Jesus. Verse 5, and when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. So we see in Acts 2, 4, we see in Acts 10, 46, we see in Acts 19, verse 6, that in each instance, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues. So my dear brother, my dear sister, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you talk in tongues. You talk in tongues. Glory to God. It's not limited to that, but you talk in tongues. And don't forget where we, you know, left off from 1 Corinthians 2, all right, 14 rather, and verse 2. For no man understands him, however, in the spirit. So you find that tongues seems to be the beginning. All right. So in Acts 2, you know, 4, we are told they spoke in tongues. In Acts 19, they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. So you find tongues flowed forth and immediately these men began operating the gift of prophecy. We find in Acts, all right, in Acts 10, they spoke in tongues and then they magnified God. All right. So that means they burst into praise. Oh, hallelujah. So tongues is the door. Tongues is the door. You want more of the Holy Ghost flowing through you, the gifts of the Spirit and all. Talk in tongues some more. All right. So once again, we're reading 14 and verse 2. He that speaketh not in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. No man understands it, but in the spirit, we just explained a little bit of that. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries, secret truths, hidden things. We've talked about this a bit already, so I don't have to spend too much time on it. You speak mysteries, hidden truths. There are many things hidden, deep things about your life, deep things about your destiny, deep things about your future. So learn to talk in tongues about things. Learn to talk in tongues about things. Oh, glory to God. Isn't it exciting to be able to just flow with the Holy Ghost more and more? So what holds you back? What holds you back, child of God? What holds you back? Let yourself go. All right, the 18th verse of 1 Corinthians 14. All right, 18th verse, Paul said, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than you all. Let it flow. Let your tongue loose. Oh, go ahead in the name of Jesus. And if you're there struggling with speaking in tongues, all right, struggling, you know, just in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for my brother. Thank you for my sister. Oh, thank you because the Holy Ghost resides in them. And I'm saying that with the benefit or with the belief already that you listening to me are born again. If you haven't, just receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Very simple. And then just go ahead and say, thank you, Father. I have received Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I believe I've got the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I pray in tongues right now because Mark 16 says these signs will follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. So Father, I believe. So in the name of Jesus, I receive. All right. You could pray it as a prayer for us and say, Father, I ask that you fill me with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Or just go ahead and say, in the name of Jesus, I believe I'm born again. So I believe that Jesus is alive in me. Therefore, all right, I go ahead by faith and talk in tongues. And then just begin to praise God and open up your mouth and words will flow forth, all right? They'll flow through you and it will be a blessing. Glory, glory, glory to God. I believe this is helpful to you. Engage the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Is there something you need to know? Is there something you need to see? The Spirit is the revealer of the plan and the purpose of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I believe this has been a blessing. Feel free to share. Feel free, let it be a blessing to someone. Please, on Sunday, all right? This is just Monday through Friday. So next Monday, again, we pick up, I believe, with something very wonderful, all right? Sunday by 5 p.m. West African time, 5 p.m., we will be having Influence of the Spirit special. It's been quite enlightening, quite, you know, impactful. So please, all right, join us right here on Spreaker or on YouTube or Instagram, Larry Rex Onosian. Please just search, follow, please, and then let's enjoy the grace and the glory of God. Thank you for always joining in. Thank you for always being here. Glory to God. So thank you, Father, for the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Thank you because we have a weekend filled with revelation, filled with impartation, filled with manifestations. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We have a weekend filled with interpretations. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Praise God.